We're summarizing the year in weather, and I'd like to start by taking a look at the monsoon. How did it rate overall?
Well, for rainfall totals, actually, we were about average. We ended up with 6.02 inches of rain, and I believe the monsoon average is about 6.07, so you couldn't get any closer to average than what we had this year. And from my recollection, that was fairly indicative of the entire season. It wasn't one particular event that dumped a bunch of rain. We had a whole bunch of events throughout the year, and maybe one or two stronger events. But in general, it was just a nice persistent monsoon and ended up with around an average amount of rain.
One thing we talked about during the monsoon back in the summer was the somewhat widespread rainfall totals. We call it an average monsoon at the airport where the official readings were taken, but some other rain gauges indicated that it was going gangbusters.
Absolutely, yes. It was spotty, as we like to call it. Here at the airport, of course, we didn't get quite above average rainfall, but there was a rain event just before July 4th, the fireworks show. I remember there was a lot of concern that we might have too much cloud cover for the fireworks displays. But during that day, we had Oro Valley had over 3 inches of rain in less than an hour. I mean, it just poured in parts of the Tucson area. Unfortunately, it didn't all fall in the rain gauge at the airport. But clearly, if you look up, especially up towards Mount Lemmon and the foothills, there were plenty of areas that had a very wet monsoon this year.
Now, the other element, of course, of summer is the heat. How did the summer this year rank for heat, and what was the hottest day? Take us back.
Well, the hottest day was back on August 12th and actually the 13th as well. We had back-to-back days where our high temperature peaked at 109 degrees.
Ouch.
It was brutal. And then for the whole season, I usually start with May and end in September. If you look at that period, we were the 10th warmest summer on record. But if you do more of a meteorological summer, so like June to August, then it was actually closer to maybe the 17th warmest summer on record.
How did the winter rank for 2012 in terms of cold and moisture?
Well, pretty warm, actually, and a little bit on the dry side. We've had a few more winter storms come through in December, which has been nice. But for temperatures, November will end up being 7th or so warmest. But if you combine November and December, we're likely to see about the third warmest November-December period on record.
I asked you to take us back to the warmest day of the year, which was 109 back in August. What was the coldest day of 2012 in Tucson?
So far, it's been December 20th. We hit 31 degrees on the thermometer, and 31 is, compared to many parts of the country, I'll take 31 as the coldest temperature of the year so far.
Now, we're heading into a new year. Do you have an idea of what January and early 2013 looks like weather-wise?
I do. I just looked at the Climate Prediction Center's website. So for January, it's not looking all that wonderful. They're suggesting an above-average chance that will be warmer than normal, and then a below-average chance that will be wetter than normal. So in other words, higher chances that will be dry and warm through January. The moisture part can vary, especially if we see an El Nino pattern developing. We'll tend to see more of those wetter patterns. But the pattern is basically neutral right now. We thought El Nino was going to develop, and it just kind of died out. And when we're in these neutral phases, it's really hard to go one way or the other. But apparently, the Climate Prediction Center is thinking drier than normal chances. Then in the three-month outlook, not much in the way of good news there. More warmer than normal potential and drier than normal potential than anything. So hopefully it's wrong. Hopefully we will get a few storms and give us some beneficial rainfall and snowfall. But at this point, it's looking to be dry and warm.
Now, dry and warm is certainly not going to help the drought. Would you update that? Where are we?
Absolutely. That is maybe a little bit better news than we were sitting last year. We are still in a drought, and they classify droughts in categories. I won't get into the details, but essentially the worst drought is a D4, and it's exceptional. Right now across all of Arizona, we're basically sitting in between a D1 and a D4, which is between a moderate drought and an extreme drought or exceptional. But there is no exceptional drought anywhere in the state right now. So that's good news, and it's just a matter of how is that going to change in the next few months as we continue to warm up and dry out. If we look at the drought outlook, which is kind of a forecast drought, they're suggesting a persistent drought. which I guess is in some ways good news, because you can actually have increasing drought conditions, or you can also have improving conditions, but unfortunately I don't see any of that over Arizona. So persistent drought at least through the end of March, and certainly not good for fire season coming up here in a few months.
J.J. Brost is the Science and Operations Officer for the Tucson Bureau of the National Weather Service. We've been talking to him this morning about the year that was weather, 2012, and getting a peek at 2013. J.J., thanks for joining us today, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
And I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.